天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心呢可以在节目中与大家再次相遇。那我是主持人小环，我们现在正在学习的课题是自由无惧。在生活中呢，有许多事情会让我们恐惧担忧，为了掩饰我们内心的胆怯，我们呢也就会常常故意装出一副勇气十足毫无畏惧的样子。那真正的无所畏惧究竟是什么样的呢？我们又应如何做才会真正的无所畏惧，而不只是虚张声势呢？那就让我们与麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to this program.
很高兴您能收听我们今天的节目。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Freedom from Fear.
我们正在讨论一个名叫《自由无惧》的系列专题。
And I want to begin today by telling you about an incident.
在今天开始的时候，我想先告诉你一件事。
One day I saw a man wearing a t-shirt that says No fear.
有一天，我看见一个人穿着一件衬衫，上面写着无所畏惧。
It immediately got my attention.
这马上吸引了我的注意力。
Because I knew that I've been talking about freedom from fear.
因为我知道我要跟你谈远离恐惧这个专题。
And I said to myself,
我对自己说,
here is a man who is a fearless man.
啊，这真是个无所畏惧的人呢。
But then I began to reflect on this.
跟着我就想,
Marketing executives obviously knew that there are some who want to convince themselves, that they are courageous.
很明显的，熟悉市场需求的人知道，有些人很想说服自己是有勇气的。
So they printed these words, no fear.
因此他们就印上无所畏惧的字样。
The problem was that is that many people confuse courage with fearlessness.
问题在于许多人将勇气和无所畏惧混为一谈了。
They market courage as the absence of fear.
他们认为勇气就是没有惧怕。
But this couldn't be further from the truth.
但实际上并非如此的。
The truth is this.
真正的情形是
courageous people are not fearless people.
有勇气的人不是无所畏惧的。
In fact, I think sometimes that fearless people may be simply stupid people.
实际上，我认为有时无所畏惧的人可能是个愚蠢的人。
True courage is confronting your fears.
真正的勇气是勇于面对你的恐惧。
True courage is facing down your fears.
真正的勇气是能够蔑视你的恐惧。
True courage is triumphing over your fears.
真正的勇气是能战胜你的恐惧。
In reality, this type of bravado that is displayed on t-shirts or caps is merely ignoring what is deep down under the surface that needs to be dealt with.
实际上，这种印字在衬衫上或者帽子上的做法，只不过是虚张声势而已，却忽略了那些深层次的内心需要面对的问题。
Social scientists call this type of thinking detachment.
社会科学家称这种想法为分割的。
These are people who try to bury their fears by appearing to be strong and confident and courageous.
这些人试图以外表的坚强、自信和有勇气来掩盖内心实际的恐惧。
Most often, they don't know how to conquer fear in their lives.
通常其实他们不知道该怎样征服生命中的恐惧。
Their attitude is this.
他们所持的态度就是
I am okay. I don't need you to come close to me.
我很好，我不需要你来接近我。
I am doing just fine.
我没事。
I think we all know people like that.
我想我们都认识一些这样的人。
One of the greatest examples of this type of person in the Bible is the Apostle Peter.
在圣经中这种类型最著名的例子就是使徒彼得。
Peter represents those who refuse to get in touch with their own fears.
彼得代表那些拒绝面对自己内心恐惧的人。
Peter represents all those who cover up their fears by all kinds of perceived strength and self-confidence.
彼得代表那些试图通过各样所谓的能力和自信来掩盖内心恐惧的人。
If you look at Peter's early life,
如果你看彼得早期的生活,
you would never have depicted him as a fearful man.
你绝对不会把他看成为一个胆怯的人。
He was brash and abrupt.
他性急鲁莽。
He was impetuous and self-confident.
冲动而过于自信。
You know, God has a hard time using people like that.
你知道神要下很多功夫才能使用这样的人。
God has to break this type of person before he can use them.
神必须破碎这种人之后才能使用他。
If you contrast Peter with Thomas, you would say, when it comes to fear, there were opposites.
当你拿彼得和多马做比较，你会说，他们在面对恐惧时反应是完全相反的。
We saw in the last message, Thomas had fear written all over him.
在上一次节目里，我们看到在多马身上充满了惧怕。
But not Peter.
但彼得不同。
Yet in reality, each man was as fearful as the other.
然而现实中，他们都心存惧怕。
One wore his fears on his sleeves.
一个恐惧外露。
The other drove his fears underground.
另外一个将恐惧深深掩藏。
Thomas let his fears publicly haunt him.
多马任凭恐惧公开地折磨自己。
Thomas was external in his expression of his fears.
多马的表情显露出他的恐惧。
Peter bottled it up and pretended that it wasn't there.
彼得却将恐惧深藏，假装它不存在。
Thomas put his fear on display.
多马表现出他的恐惧。
Peter convinced himself that his fears did not exist.
而彼得却欺哄自己说，他的恐惧根本不存在。
So judging Peter from the outside, you would have to say he was not fearful.
因此从外表来看，你会说彼得没有恐惧。
None of us would have pointed our finger to Peter and say, here goes a fearful man.
我们中没有一个人会指着彼得说，这是个胆小怕事的人。
Thomas, yes, but not Peter.
对多马我们会这么说，但对彼得绝不会。
Well, look at some of Peter's public statements.
好，让我们来看看彼得公开发表的言论。
Listen to what Peter said on a few occasions.
听听彼得在一些场合所说的话吧。
The first is in Matthew 26.
第一句在马太福音26章。
Here's what Peter said.
彼得如此说。
Jesus,
主耶稣啊。
If all forsake you, I will never forsake you.
众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
I will die for you.
我愿为你而死。
When the other disciples wobbled regarding who Jesus was,
当其他门徒对耶稣是谁的看法犹豫不决时。
In Matthew 16, Peter said,
在马太福音16章，彼得说，
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane,
当罗马兵到科西玛尼园拘捕耶稣的时候，
All the others ran away, but not Peter.
其他的门徒都四散逃跑了，彼得却没跑。
In John 18:10,
在约翰福音18章10节，
Peter pulled his sword and cut the ear of the policeman.
彼得拔出自己的刀，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀。
On the outside, Peter was confident.
在外表来看，彼得非常有信心。
On the outside, he appeared fearless and indomitable.
在外表来看，他毫无畏惧，不会屈服。
Yet looking beneath the facade, he had not yet confronted his fears.
然而内心深处，他还没有真正面对过恐惧。
His fear was hidden in all of its insidious and destructive nature.
他的恐惧深深地隐藏着，还没有显出诡诈和破坏性。
As I have been telling you throughout the series of messages,
正如我在整个系列专题中所要告诉你的
，The emotion of fear was a God-given gift to us.
畏惧这种情绪是神赐给我们的礼物。
But when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden,
但当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里犯罪时
，They reversed the purpose for which the gift was given.
他们就将神给予的初衷彻底扭曲了。
The gift was clearly given to fear God and God alone.
很清楚的，神为了要我们单单敬畏神，才给我们这份礼物。
But they inverted that gift and began to fear people.
但他们错用了这份礼物，开始畏惧起人来。
More than that, they developed a dichotomy.Between public image and private life, which we all have inherited.
不仅如此，他们逐步将公众形象和私人生活分化开来，而我们都继承了这种生活方式。
Because of sin,
因为罪
we hide what we think is unacceptable and display to the public only what we think people want to see.
我们隐藏那些自认为别人不会接纳的一面。只展现出别人愿意看的一面。
We pretend to be who we are not.
我们想冒充别人。
Sooner or later, the two will catch up with each other.
迟早，这样的双重角色会自食其果。
Let me tell you a funny story about that.
我来给你讲一个有关这方面的笑话。
There was an army officer who was promoted to a higher rank.
有一个军官升级了。
What came with that promotion was an impressive large office and a large desk.
随着升官，他也得到了一间可观的办公室和一张大办公桌。
But the newly promoted officer was worried that his former peers would not treat him with the respect that it is now due to his new rank.
但是这位军官担心他的旧同僚不照着他的新官阶来尊重他。
So he tried to impress them by dropping big names.
因此他设法借用一些大人物的名字来显显威风。
On his second day in the office,
第二天在办公室里
a private came and knocked on the door.
一个士兵跑来敲他的门。
And the officer said, wait a minute, I am on the phone.
这个军官说，等一下，我在听电话。
Then he quickly picked up the receiver and said very loudly,So that the private could hear him, Yes, sir, General, I will call the president right now.
他赶紧摘起话筒，大声地说话，让士兵可以听到。他说，是，将军，我会马上给总统打电话的。
He said, No, sir, I will not forget.
他又说，不，长官，我不会忘记的。
He said, It was great visiting with you, sir.
他继续说，长官，能到府上拜望您，是我的荣幸。
And this conversation went on for a few minutes.
这个电话持续了几分钟。
When he put the receiver down, he called the private. He said, come on in.
当他挂上机后，便对门外的士兵说，进来。
And he said to him, I said, what do you want?
并问他，你来有什么事儿？
He said, sir, I am here to hook up the phone.
他说，长官，我是来为你接上电话线的。
Like Peter, many Christians who are saved and sanctified put on an image that is totally different from the real person.
就像彼得，许多基督徒在折旧成圣后，就戴上一副面具，跟自己真实的个性完全不相符。
But here's the problem.
但问题是
，As long as they drive their fears underground,
他们把自己的恐惧埋在内心深处。
They prolong the process of bringing it up into the open and dealing with it and have victory over it.
他们一直拖延，不肯将恐惧公开出来对付它，并胜过它。
As long as they are preoccupied with the outer facade,
如果他们一味地注重外表，
they will prolong the pain and miss out on the joy of conquering fear.
他们的痛苦就会持续下去。无法获得战胜恐惧的喜乐。
When I think about those who drive their fears underground and project a false image of reality,
当我想到他们深藏的恐惧并摆出不符合事实的假象，
I'm reminded of the British archaeologist who discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun.
我就想起那位发现著名木乃伊的英国考古学家。
Most of you have seen the mask, either in person or on television.
很多人都见过图坦卡门木乃伊的面具，无论你是亲眼看过或在电视里看过。
If you go to the Cairo Museum, you'll see it.
如果你去开罗博物馆，就会看到。
There is a beautifully decorated casket.
那是一个装饰的十分美丽的棺材。
Inside of it, there is another casket.
在里面有另外一副棺材。
Inside the second casket, there was a third casket that was covered with gold leaf.
在第二个棺材里面有第三个棺材，被金叶子覆盖着。
Inside the third casket, there was a fourth casket that was made of pure gold.
在第三个棺材里有第四个棺材，是纯金做成的。
And inside the fourth casket, there were gold clothes with that famous gold mask.
在第四个棺材里是金制的衣服和那块著名的金面具。
But do you know what was inside the gold clothes?
但你知道这件金制的衣服里是什么吗？
The blackened, dried out remains of a very ancient corpse.
是一具古老的、发黑的、枯干了的尸体。
No matter how we disguise it,
无论我们怎么伪装，
no matter how we conceal it,
也无论我们怎样掩藏，
no matter how to cover it up,
无论我们怎样遮盖，
the dead, dry bones of fear have to be exposed and confessed in order to be defeated.
恐惧这个死亡干瘪的骨头一定要暴露出来，我们才能打败它。
Jesus took compassion on Peter and embarked on the process in Peter's life just as he did with Thomas.
耶稣怜悯彼得，开始着手改造彼得的生命，就像对多马一样。
The process was getting him to expose and identify and acknowledge his fears so that he may learn how to have victory over his fears.
就是让他暴露、识别并认知自己的恐惧，然后他可以学习怎样胜过恐惧。
I have selected only two profound encounters that Jesus allowed Peter to have with his fears in order to help him defeat his fears.
我选择了两个意义深远的事件，来看看主耶稣如何帮助彼得战胜恐惧。
The first one is in Matthew 14:22.
第一件是在马太福音14:22。
Jesus had just finished feeding 5,000 with only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
耶稣刚刚用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。
Whether this crowd believed in Jesus or not, they came for the food.
当时无论众人是否信从耶稣，他们来都是为了食物。
The crowd was pressing on them from every direction.
他们从各地各方拥挤过来。
And finally, Jesus said it was time to get away from the crowd and go to the school of practical faith.
最后耶稣说是时候离开人群了，他要教导门徒实践信心的功课。
And that is not exactly what he said, but I want you to understand the meaning of it.
当然这不完全是他当时所说的话，我只是想你明白其中的意思。
He said, let's go to the Lake of Galilee, where the lesson will take place.
他说，我们到加利利海去上课。
The sea was the area of Peter's strength.
大海是彼得可以施展力量的地方。
The sea was the area of Peter's knowledge.
彼得对海的认识很深。
This was the area of Peter's confidence.
这是彼得最自信的方面。
Right on the water.
就是在海上。
Peter and the other fishermen were familiar with the Sea of Galilee.
彼得和其他渔夫非常熟悉加利利海。
They knew it backwards and forwards.
他们对这里了如指掌。
They knew where the sandbars were.
他们知道哪里有沙洲。
They knew where the rough spots were.
他们也知道哪里的风浪最动荡。
They knew how to handle the wind and the storms.
他们知道如何面对风暴。
They have been through it all, and they knew it all.
他们经验老道，知识丰富。
I am convinced that the Lord Jesus had a sense of humor.
我相信主耶稣很有幽默感。
He wasn't going to teach Peter this important lesson on the mountain.
他不在高山上教导彼得这个功课。
But in the water.
而是在水面上。
I will tell you more about this in my next message.
我会在下次节目里再谈谈这一方面。
They got into the boat.
他们上了船。
And Jesus promised to meet them on the other side.
耶稣答应在对岸和他们会面。
His plan was to teach Peter the lesson of confronting his hidden fears.
他准备教彼得如何对付藏在内心的恐惧。
The Lord went up to the mountain to pray and spend time with the Father.
主上山去向天父祷告。
Jesus considered it very important to fellowship with the Father.
耶稣非常看重与天父共处的时间。
And you should too.
你也应该如此。
Before you can help anyone, you have to spend adequate time with your Heavenly Father.
你要用足够的时间和天父在一起，你才可以去帮助别人。
Before you can minister to anyone, you must first be able to minister to your Heavenly Father.
你必须先服侍你在天上的父，才能去服侍别人。
Before you can be effective with people, you have to be affected by the presence of the Lord.
你需要先被主的同在深深的影响，才能去影响别人。
So when they got into the water, the wind began to blow.
好，当他们的船出发时，开始起风。
The sea started to get rough and the waves began to get high.
海面开始不平稳，浪也非常的高。
And these experienced fishermen began to panic.
这些有经验的渔夫开始惊慌起来。
They rowed and rowed and rowed.
他们用力划桨。
But they were not making any headway.
但无法前进。
And the more they tried, the worse the situation got.
他们越使劲，形势越危险。
Many of you have been there, and you know what I'm talking about.
很多人有过这样的经历，一定知道我在说什么。
You know the feeling of rowing and rowing the boat of your life alone.
你知道那种奋力而孤身滑动你的生命之舟的感觉。
You know the feeling of what it is not to be making headway.
你也知道那种毫无进展的感觉。
In Mark chapter 6, verse 48,
马可福音六章四十八节
He tells us that during that time of rowing, until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus was watching them from above.
那里告诉我们，在门徒奋力摇橹到凌晨四更天的时候，耶稣从上往下看着他们。
Have you ever asked yourself, why didn't Jesus come from the mountain as soon as he saw them in trouble?
你曾否问过自己，为什么耶稣不从他所在的山上一看到门徒有危险的时候就下山来救他们呢？
The Bible tells us a little bit about why Jesus did not come immediately.
圣经透露了一点有关耶稣为什么没有马上下来的原因。
It is because part of the lesson plan was to let Peter begin to acknowledge his fears.
因为训练计划其中的一部分就是让彼得开始意识到自己的恐惧。
That fear that Peter has been adamantly refusing to acknowledge.
一直以来，彼得都顽固地拒绝承认自己的恐惧。
I want you to know that Jesus is always watching you.
我要你知道，耶稣一直在看着你。
And just because he is delaying the answer does not mean that he is denying you the answer.
而且他迟延不答复你，并不表示他拒绝答复你。
Delay does not mean denial.
迟延不等于拒绝。
In the middle of your storm, he is watching you.
在你人生的风暴中，他关注你。
In the middle of your straining hands on the oars, he is watching you.
在你疲惫的双手紧握船桨时，他关注你。
When the wind is blowing hard at your face, he is watching you.
当风猛烈地吹在你的脸上时，他关注你。
But there are lessons that he wants you to learn.
但是他要你学些功课。
There are emotions that he wants you to confront.
他要你面对某些情绪。
There are fears that he wants you to overcome.
他要你克服恐惧。
These cannot be learned any other way other than facing them head on.
这些功课无法通过其他方法学习，只有面对他们。
On the hill looking down to the sea,What was Jesus doing?
从山上往海面看，耶稣在做什么呢？
Most likely he was interceding for them.
很可能他正在为他们祷告。
And planning the right time to come to them.
也琢磨着恰当的时间去到他们中间。
But he had to come to them when he is going to do the impossible.
但是当他要行神迹时，一定要来到他们中间。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our God is the God of the impossible.
因为我们的神是行神迹奇事的神。
I know you want to know how Jesus helped Peter to confront his fears.
我知道你希望了解耶稣怎样帮助彼得来面对恐惧。
Tune in next time to hear the answer.
下次节目请来收听这个结果。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
到时再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
是啊，无论我们怎样努力的伪装，在伟大的神面前永远都是赤裸的。我们内心所有的污秽与不堪也都毫无保留的一一的呈现在神的面前。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们勇敢的回到神面前吧，将自己的软弱呈现出来，求神的怜悯与医治，使我们可以依靠他得到真正的刚强。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
成为美好，神的工作会越来越好。